When we receive the Holy Spirit, we receive gifts by the Spirit. And one of those spiritual gifts is discernment. Discernment is our ability to discern between spirits, not between personalities. And discernment is a natural reaction from the Spirit, not a reaction from the mind. So you're not using your conscience mind, because this is a spiritual matter. And the conscience mind will be able to decipher a person based on their flesh. What do they look like? What do they wear? How do they talk? What does their voice sound like, right? So we can determine personalities based on what we see in the flesh. But for spiritual discernment, you have to check a man's heart to be able to know who he is. This is a gift by the Spirit. We have to remember that God does not see as man sees. Man sees appearance. God sees a man's spirit. God will be able to read the intentions in the heart of others because God sees within. Within is not our ability to see with our two human eyes. It's our ability to see with our third eye. That's our God sense. That's the gift, is this right here, our pineal gland, the third eye. This allows for us to see within a man, what's beneath the surface, what's beneath the flesh, what's beyond the flesh, because we have to remember that this is all spiritual. Everything that we see, the 3D, the material world, is only a projection, it's an illusion. But the spiritual, all of it is spiritual, right? So when you activate your third eye, your third sense, your God-given gifts, you can tap in and see beyond what your eyes can see, what your two eyes can see, what your senses can feel or touch or grasp, right? It's what you can't see, it's what you can't feel. You start to see within or beyond. Now with this gift, we can discern who people are and what their intentions are towards us before they ever tell us who they are or what their intentions are towards us. Many people will tell you who they are before they even tell you who they are. Many people will say things like, I'm gonna take all your energy, or I wanna pick your mind, or they'll say little phrases. They'll say little phrases like this, and if you are paying attention with your third eye, with your God senses, right, you will be able to see beyond and read beyond what they're saying into their intention. They will tell you who they are. Spirits tell on themselves. If there is a spirit within that being that wants something from you, that is trying to suck out some energy or essence from you, the spirit will speak things like, I want to pick your mind. I'm going to take all your time and energy. It can be a multiverse of different things that someone might say to you, right? And you might not even think anything of it. You're like, oh, that's so funny. But really, that's that spirit telling you their intentions for you or towards you. You have to pay attention. You have to not be listening just with your ears, but be listening by the Spirit. Be listening by the Spirit. When people tell you who they are, believe them. When people tell you who they are, believe them. Do not just, brush past it. They were just joking. They are telling you who they are. If you continue to interact with that being, if you continue to entertain that being after they have spoken things that you have caught by the Spirit but let go past, you are then consciously choosing to participate in something that isn't going to benefit you. It's not going to give to you, right? That Spirit is trying to take from you. So if you catch it by the Spirit and you still choose to interact with that being, know that you will probably leave drained, like that didn't fully fulfill you, like that didn't feel good. Something about that didn't feel good, right? You might feel leaving empty. You might feel leaving confused. Like, what just happened, right? When people tell you who they are, believe it. Do not waste your gifts that God is giving you by the Spirit. When you've activated your gift and it's activated, right, in a conversation, in a certain scenario where you feel your spirit is speaking to you, right, something's activated in you, you're seeing things a little differently, you're seeing someone a little differently, you're hearing things a little differently, right, your spirit discernment, spiritual discernment is activated, okay? If you do not listen to that, God cannot move in you. God cannot use you the way God wants to use you. To help others, to protect yourself, to whatever it might be. Listen to what is going on within you when you're around a person. Listen to how your body feels when you're around a person. Feel into your nervous system. Are you feeling anxious? Are you feeling uncomfortable? Your body is speaking to you. That is God. God is gifting you spiritual gifts, intuition, discernment, clairvoyance, empathy, sensitivity, all of these are gifts. Receive them by the Spirit and use them accordingly. Let them guide you, protect you, take you to where you need to be and who you need to be around.